There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at a macabre milestone in British history, the first state-sanctioned cremation of the modern age. The day was March 26, 1885. Jeanette Pickersgill became the first person to be legally cremated in Britain. The cremation took place at the nation's first sanctioned crematorium in Woking, Surrey, and it was carried out by members of the Cremation Society of England. The process of cremation, or the incineration of a dead body, is now the most widely practiced funeral ceremony in the United Kingdom. But it was considered taboo all the way until the early 20th century, and prior to 1884, it wasn't even thought to be legal. Cremation has been practiced in some parts of the world since the Stone Age, but it fell out of favor in Britain around the 5th century, when Christianity became more widespread. The Christian belief in a physical resurrection on Judgment Day made many Europeans think twice about disposing of the dead through burning. The fear was that by reducing one's body to bone fragments and ash, they'd be unable to be resurrected upon Christ's return. With that in mind, the burning of bodies became a punishment reserved for heretics, whether they were already dead or not. However, by the late 1800s, England's growing population and the unsanitary living conditions of its cities led several prominent figures to reappraise cremation as an alternative to burial. The first major advocate of the practice in Britain was Sir Henry Thompson, an eminent physician and surgeon to Queen Victoria. In 1873, he had examined a model cremation system at the Vienna Exposition, also known as the Vienna World's Fair. Thompson concluded that the new furnace technology could serve as a, quote, necessary sanitary precaution against the propagation of disease among a population daily growing larger in relation to the area it occupies. He also believed that cremation would reduce burial costs and lessen the chances of being buried alive, an all-too-common problem in those days. Thompson's views were treated with suspicion by the public and the press, so in 1874, he founded the Cremation Society of England to help win them over. The society published numerous articles and reports extolling the benefits that cremation would bring to overcrowded areas, and pushing for the practice to be formally accepted into law. In 1878, the society furthered its mission by buying a plot of land next to the Brookwood Cemetery in Woking, Surrey, on which they built the nation's first official crematorium. The society tested the water by burning the body of a dead horse there in 1879, but the local community was so upset by the incident that they asked the Home Secretary, Sir Richard Cross, to shut down the facility. Secretary Cross obliged, but not on religious or social grounds. His concern was that cremation might provide an easy way for criminals to cover up a murder by destroying evidence of violence or poisoning. For that reason, Cross insisted that the society abstain from further cremation until the issue was explicitly addressed by Parliament. A breakthrough on the issue would come 5 years later, when the legality of cremation was tested by an 83-year-old Welshman named Dr. William Price. An eccentric in every sense of the word, Price was a free love advocate, a nudist, a self-professed druid high priest, and perhaps most shockingly of all, a vegetarian. In 1884, he was arrested in South Wales for attempting to cremate the body of his infant son, Iesu Grist, the Welsh name for Jesus Christ. The cremation was seen as especially scandalous because Price had tried to carry it out on a pyre constructed on a nearby hillside, and had done so while dressed in the ceremonial robes of the Druids. After his fellow villagers intervened, Dr. Price was put on trial for illegal cremation at the South Glamorgan Assizes in Cardiff. During the case, he argued that although cremation wasn't expressly permitted by law, it wasn't prohibited either. And much to his neighbor's dismay, Justice James Stephen agreed. The judgment didn't constitute recognition by Parliament, and indeed a bill to enshrine cremation in law was dismissed by Parliament shortly after Price's trial. But as far as the Cremation Society was concerned, an official court ruling was still enough of an endorsement to move forward with their plans. In early 1885, the society issued a circular informing the public that the Woking Crematorium was officially open for business. The first person to make use of its services was Mrs. Jeanette Caroline Pickersgill of Regent's Park, London. A published poet and well-known figure in the city's literary circle, Pickersgill had previously subscribed to the Cremation Society in the hope of being cremated herself. She noted this in her last will and testament, so 6 days after her death on March 20th, at the age of 71, she became the first person in Britain to be legally cremated in public. To help soothe the public's fears that cremation might lead to someone being burned alive, two doctors were on hand that day to certify the death. The cremation took just over an hour, and while traditional funerals were treated with a sense of reverence by the locals, the cremation of a stranger from out of town was a far less solemn occasion. According to a reporter for the Surrey Advertiser, the remarks heard from bystanders were, quote, not the most appropriate to accompany the disposal of the dead. Unsurprisingly, the town's children were no exception, with several reported to have run through the streets singing, "A lady for burning, a lady for burning." Needless to say, the public response to the first cremation was not as positive as proponents had hoped. Mrs. Pickersgill was one of just three cremations held that year. But in 1886, the number rose to 10, and in 1888, just under 30 cremations were performed. The increasing demand led to the construction of a second facility on the grounds in Woking, and more importantly, to the establishment of a chapel, so that mourners could gather just like they would at a graveside burial. The familiar setting helped religious holdouts warm up to the practice as well, with many eventually concluding that an omnipotent God would still be able to resurrect a body that had been burned. In this way, slowly but surely, the practice of cremation became more socially acceptable in Britain. Additional crematoriums were founded throughout the country in the late 19th century, and then, in 1902, the long-awaited Cremation Act was passed by Parliament. The Society's three-decade-long campaign to get cremation law on the books had finally succeeded. In the year of the bill's passage, less than 0.1% of all the funerals in Britain involved cremation. But now, more than 120 years later, the figure stands at just under 80%. What was once a widely distrusted, morally dubious practice is now the preferred way to be laid to rest in England. An outcome that Sir Henry Thompson would surely be proud of. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.